الصلاه والسلام على رسول الله واله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم زدنا علما, اللهم فقهنا في الدين. May Allah increase us in knowledge and understanding and huda, and may Allah guide us to that which pleases Him. Ya Rabbal Alameen. May Allah save us from the evils of our nafs and the evils of the shaitan. And may peace and blessings be upon our noble messenger Muhammad and his family and companions. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. InshaAllah, today we're talking about the mud letters. The mud letters. And the mud letters in the tajweed, what the mud letters refer to, the word mud in Arabic, it means to make something long, to extend or to elongate the sound. So when reading the Quran, we have to make sure that the way we elongate the sounds, they have to be according to the correct length. They have to be according to the correct length. So, for example, when we have the vowels, every letter that we pronounce, it should be exactly one beat. One beat. It shouldn't be 1.5 beats, 1.2 beats, shouldn't be 0.8 beats, 0.7 beats. They have to be exactly one beat each. And with the scholars, they say that every letter, when you pronounce it, it should be the same length. So if you have five letters, and they each have a vowel, the length of each letter should be the same. We shouldn't make one letter longer, one letter shorter, but each of the sounds, each of the vowels should be consistent with one another. And when it comes to the letters when they have the circle on it, the sukun, when we stop on those letters, then those sounds, there might be a slight difference in the length of the sound, depending on the type of letter. If it's a strong letter, the sound of ba, for example, ib, it's very short. If it's a soft letter like jim, ij, it's a little bit longer. That's in terms of when we stop on the letter. But if we're continuing, if we're pronouncing a number of letters, like for example we have here, ja, sa, ta. Ja, sa, ta. We shouldn't say ja, sa, ta. Right? We should say each one has a vowel, right? So we want to pronounce each vowel the same length. Ja, sa, ta. Even if they have different vowels, the length should be the same. So for example, ba, bi, bu. Right? We don't want to say ba, bi, bu. We don't want to say ba, bi, bu. We don't want to say ba, bi, bu. Each one has to be the exact same length. This is a rule that is in the science of tajweed. No. So when do we make the sounds longer? When do we make some of the sounds longer? Like for example, sometimes we do hear that the vowels are much longer. Does anybody know? Yes.
Long vowel.
Right, the long vowels. Do you know what is a long vowel? How do we know it's a long vowel? Good, very good, brother Abdurrahim, yes. If you have an alif. Alif is one of the mud letters that we're going to talk about today. Alif is one of the letters of mud or mudud, one of the letters that make the sound longer. Very good, brother. So just like we have here ba, if you put an alif after it, so what happens to the ba sound? It becomes ba, ba. It becomes two beats. So the one beat, it becomes two beats. Very good. There's another letter, there are two other letters that are also the mud letters, the mudud letters. Does anybody else know that? Yes,
brother. Yeah.
The letter ya, very good. The letter ya, for example, we have the letter b. If we put the ya after the b, the ba with a kasra, it becomes b, two b's. B, now it became longer. Very good. And there's one more mud letter, the letter waw. Right, just like we have the bu. When we put the bu, the ba with a dhamma followed by a waw, it becomes boo, boo, two beats. So these are the three mud letters, alif, waw, and ya. And sometimes it will be more than two beats. Sometimes it's elongated up to 4, 5, or 6 beats. 4, 5, or 6 beats. This is depending on certain rules that are called the mud rules, the elongation rules. And these rules we're going to cover, inshallah, in the future lessons, inshallah ta'ala. Now, okay, so it's very good, it's very incumbent, it's obligatory for us to learn the madud, the elongation. Because this is the knowledge that reached us from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the scholars until today. So number one, it's a travesty if somebody is distorting the madud, because it sounds like they're distorting the Qur'an if they're making the madud, the elongation, in the wrong places. It's a real travesty. And also, not only are they not pronouncing the Qur'an the way it was revealed, but they end up changing the meaning of the Qur'an. The madud, the elongations have an effect on the meaning of the Qur'an. So sometimes when you elongate a sound, it changes the meaning of the ayah. So it's very important that we learn the tajweed, because the tajweed will persist, this knowledge will persist, the innovated ways of recitation, they will perish. Because as the Prophet said, kullu bid'atin dhalala. Every innovation, it goes astray. So we have to learn the tajweed, so we stay consistent with the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. So learning these madud is, mashallah, how do we learn to pronounce the madud correctly? How do we learn to make the every letter one beat, and with the alif and the waw and the ya, make it two beats? How do we practice that? How do we learn that? They say the best way to learn how to pronounce the letters is by reciting with a teacher. Reciting with a sheikh or a teacher, and they can point out if we're making these mistakes in the madud, in the way that we pronounce the letters. Another way you can do that is by listening to the expert reciters, the qurra. They're called the qurra, are the ones who studied the science of tajweed from their shiyukh with an unbroken chain going back to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These qurra, they pronounce every letter according to the science of tajweed, and one can actually repeat after them by listening to their expert recitation and repeating it alongside with them, and trying to make one's qira'ah consistent with the qira'ah of one's sheikh or one's teacher. And some of the good reciters, one of the good reciters, his name is Sheikh Al-Manshawi. Al-Manshawi, he was one of the noble great scholars in the Qur'an, and his recordings are found online, and you can play that recording and then try to repeat it with the sheikh. For example, you can play Surat al-Fatiha and try to recite along and follow the pace of the recitation. So for example, if somebody is saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, then when he reads it, the sheikh recites it Alhamdulillahi. He makes the dab very short, one beat. Alhamdulillah. So then he recites to him, he recites Alhamdulillah. He realizes he's making a mistake, because the Shaykh, he only said Alhamdulillah. And that's one of the examples of making the mud short on the letter. When there's no mud, keeping it to one beat, consistent with one beat. So here's a number of websites, inshallah, on the paper, in the notes for you, that you can find some very good recitations that are available for free to download from the different shiyukh. You have audioislam.com that has a lot of good lessons, and it also has the fiqh lessons on there. Aswat of Islam, Islamway, and Quran Explorer. These are very good websites, inshallah.
Don't forget your website.
ImamFaisal.com, it also has, yes, JazakAllah Khair. ImamFaisal.com, humble website, inshallah. There's actually, these lessons that we're going through are from ImamFaisal.com, and Sheikh Sajid, he's the one who composed and translated these from the Arabic. May Allah reward him, Allah Yazeeh Al-Khair, inshallah ta'ala. So this lesson, actually this series we're going to be going through, is the Minhaj, it's the curriculum used in Mecca for the students of ilm in Mecca, so we're actually going through the same curriculum. It's very important for us to make an effort to humble, to learn these rules, because it takes many, sometimes it might take many years to remove the accent that we have, but the reward will be very great with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who makes effort, they say, man jadda wa jadda. The one who makes effort, he finds a reward, he finds what he's searching for, the knowledge. So making this effort, inshallah ta'ala, to follow the path of our Salaf al-Saleh, inshallah one will get much reward. Some people, we see how many years they spend studying for medicine or to get a doctor's degree, 30 years in the universities, studying day and night. So certainly learning for our deen is worth putting a lot of effort into, inshallah, and staying consistent with it, inshallah ta'ala. So Brother Abdul Rahim, he mentioned the three letters of the madud, the alif with the fatha before it, you see here, like ma. And then you have the seen, or the ya with the kasra before it, like si. And then you have the waw with the dhamma before it, like two. These are what we would call to make the sounds longer. And where do these sounds come from? Who was here last week? Where did the mud letters come pronounced from? The cave of the mouth. Cave of the mouth is the hollow space, the cavity of the mouth. For example, if you say ah, that ah sound is coming from the cave of the mouth. Ah, oo, ee. They all come from the hollow cave between the tongue and the roof of the mouth. This is called the cave, the jof of the mouth, inshallah ta'ala. So it's very good. May Allah reward you. And inshallah, let's go together to the first of the mud letters. And we're going to look at some examples and read them together, inshallah. In the following ayahs, listen to the sound of the ma, the meem. The meem has a fatha in all three of these ayahs, but notice how they're pronounced differently. Let me read it for you and pay attention to the meem. The first ayah, I'm sorry. Malikinnas. Right? The meme? Malikinnas. Now, if you want to recite it.
Malikinnas.
Very good.
Malikinnas.
Very good, yes. Yes, brother? Now, good. In kasra on the lam, malikinnas. Very good. Yes, brother.
Malikinnas.
Now, yes.
Malikinnas.
Good. Yes, she.
Malikinnas.
Very good, very good, mashallah. Shadda on the noon, very good. Now let us look at the next ayah. If you notice the meem, see how it's pronounced differently. Maliki yawmiddin. Maliki yawmiddin. See here the meem? There's a little alif. They call that alif al-khanjari, like a knife or a sword. When you see it in the Musaf, that alif is, what kind of letter is that? Who can tell me? It's a mud letter, right? Mud. It means make the meem two beats, make it longer. So you notice the meem sound, maliki, not maliki, like in the first ayah, maliki. Yes, brother, would you like to recite?
Maliki yawmiddin.
Very good, yes.
Maliki yawmiddin.
Ahsan, very good. Yes, brother.
Maliki yawmiddin.
Very good, yes.
Maliki yawmiddin.
No.
Maliki yawmiddin.
Very good.
Maliki yawmiddin.
Very good. Now, let us go to the third ayah and notice the meme in the fourth and fifth words. وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. Here there is an alif followed by an hamza, and the rule here is pronouncing it 5 beats. وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. The meme here, you notice how it's longer than in the previous two ayahs. This is another type of mud, which is pronounced 4 or 5 beats.
وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً.
Okay, good. In the fourth word, sama, this is also pronounced 4 or 5 beats. So you can elongate both of them.
وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Oh. وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً.
Very good, very good. MashaAllah. JazakAllah khair. Yes, brother.
وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً.
Okay, good. One thing you notice is they made the alif a little bit longer. I'm sorry, not the alif, the fatha on the alif. Notice how they curved it a little bit. This is to remind us that this is a very long mud. Not just a normal alif, but a mud that is 4 or 5 beats. Very good. Now, and you notice in the end we said ma'a. The extra a sound, this is a special rule we're going to learn. That when you have a hamza at the end of an ayah with two fathas on it, you don't say an, you say a instead. If you stop there. Yes, okay, good. You can say ma'a. Very good, very good. Yes, brother. No, very good.
وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً.
Very good. Inshallah.
وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً.
MashaAllah. جزاكم الله خير. Actually, this particular ayah, there's a hadith that one of the Sahabi was reciting the ayah and he said, Sama'i. And then another Sahabi corrected him. He said the Prophet ﷺ, he didn't read it Sama'i, he read it Sama'i. So this is actually, there's a hadith consistent with this recitation of ayah. Now, so in this ayah, these three examples, we notice the same letter, the meme, in the first ayah, it's pronounced how many beats?
The first one.
One beat, very good. Just has a fatah, there's no alif after it. In the second ayah, notice how we have the alif after the meme. How many beats do we pronounce it? 2 beats. Because due to the alif, we elongate it. Very good. Now, and in the third ayah, we have the meme in the fourth and fifth words, sama and ma. How many beats do we pronounce it? This is 4 or 5 beats. When you have the alif followed by a hamza, we're going to come to this rule in the future, inshallah. So that one is pronounced 4 to 5 beats. Now,
what is a beat?
Beat, and it's roughly the scholars, they say roughly the time, a measure of time, basically, depending on how fast you're reciting. But it's a rhythm of time. Roughly, they say the time it takes to close one's finger and open it at a normal pace. So if you have 4 beats, when you close the finger at a normal pace, sorry. Asama. That's roughly how they say it. Then if you're reciting faster, then the beats would be shorter. If you're reciting slow, then the beats would be very, very long. You might have heard of the Qari Abdul Basit. Abdul Basit, his recitation is a very slow pace. So when he would come to a word like Sama'i, the 5 beats would be much, much longer than the 5 beats of me and you. Because he had a very long breath. So so it would be much, much longer, but it's in, it should be consistent with the rest of his recitation. Now, very good question, Jazakumullah Khair. Now, any other questions up to here? Okay, now, so whenever you see the alif with a fatha before it, this means that we have a mud, and it's going to be at least two beats, and depending on certain rules, it might be 4 or 5 or 6 beats, and we'll see that inshallah later on in the lesson. One more rule inshallah for the alif, as we're talking about the mud of the alif. The sound of the alif, it is consistent with the letter before the alif. Meaning that if the letter before the alif is a thin sounding letter, then the mud will also be thin. And if the letter before the alif is a thick sounding letter, the mud will also be thick. And the thick letters in Arabic, there are seven thick letters, I believe here. Khassun, Dastun, Qid. We have 7 thick letters. Whenever you have one of these thick letters followed by the alif, then what happens to the alif sound? The alif becomes pronounced in a thick way, in a thick manner. So for example, kha, sa, dha, 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 qa, and dha. You notice how the alif sound is coming from the cave, but it takes on the thick sound to it. And the opposite is also the case. When you have the thin letters, other than these letters here that I mentioned to you, then the sound has to be thin, like ma, la, sa, ta. These are thin letters. So for example, we have la ilaha illallah. La, not law. See, lam is not one of the thick letters, right? So we don't want to say la ilaha, we want to say la ilaha. The lam is followed by an alif, la, but the lam is thin, so the alif after it is also thin, la, not la. And the thick sound is when you keep the mouth wide open, vertically, and you put the sides close together. That's how you get a thick sound, like la, one of la ni. But if you want to make the sound thin, you make like a smile, you put the sides of the mouth apart, you smile, right? That should be easy for Brother Muhammad. No. You smile when you say Sama'at, right? Not Sama'at, right? Sama'at, Salat, Salat, Salat. You smile when you say it. No. No. That's one of the features of the mud of the Anas. It takes on the thickness or thinness of the letter before. This is called Tafkhim, when it's thick, and tarqiq, when it's thin. Another way to make it close to the English language is that when you have a thick letter followed by the alif, you make like an A sound. You make like an O sound, like dha, dha. And if you have a thin letter, then you make more like an A sound, like na, na. Let's look at the ayah in Surat al-Fatiha. We have the dad followed by an alif, right? You know the last ayah, Surah Al-Fatiha. Okay? So here you see the dad followed by the alif, right? Is this a mud here? Yes, this is a mud. And how do we pronounce the alif? Is it thick or thin? Do we pronounce it da-neen or dha-neen? Dha-neen, right? Because the dhad is a thick letter. If you look, the letters above, khassun, dhaltun, qiz, the dhad is one of the thick sounding letters. So we want to make the mud also with a thick sound. Wanam, dha, wanam, dha, like this. And then we make it 6 beats here because of the shadda on the lam afterwards. This is another rule of the mud, which we'll come to. This is called mud lazim. Notice the shadda on the lam and the shadda on the dhad. So wala ولا الضالين. Would you like to recite it? Very good, mashallah. You got the thickness of the alif. Very good. Yes, brother. Mashallah. Very good. Is that okay? Yes, brother. Good. Very good. Yes. Now. Good. MashaAllah, very good. May Allah reward you. JazakAllah khair. Yes, ma'am.
Is that a khair?
Yes, yes.
How is that going to be a thick?
Very good. If you had an alif after it, for example, Khalidina, like the word name Khalid. Some people, their name is not Khalid, no, but some Khalid, yes.
Every time that alif is
after the Kha, that's right. That's right. Very good, yes. So we say Khalidina fiha abadan. Not Khalidina, Khalidina. Now, the Kha is a thick letter. The Sad, Salihin, Dad, Dalin, Ghain, Ghasiqin, Ghasiqin, Ta, Tariq. Now, Tariq, Tariq. The Qaf, Qarun. And the Ra, Zalimin, Zalimin. The Ra also, Rasikhina. Ra, Sikhina. So these are the letters here. 3, 6, 7. 7, and the Ra sometimes is also thick. So roughly 8 letters that have the thickness whenever we pronounce them, inshallah. Very good question. JazakAllah khair. Okay, move on to the next part of the lesson, which is about the alif. When we make the mud of the alif, we want to make the alif sound consistent with the letter alif and not mix it with a ya. We don't want to lean the sound of the alif. And this is a mistake that is often heard in the recitation. So for example, some people, they say, instead of saying sama', they say sami', wassami'i wattariq. Should be wassama'i wattariq. Make the alif clear and up, and fatha, not between the fatha and the kasra, sami', sama'. No. Because that sound, when you make it in between the fatha and the kasra, this is from a different qira'ah. This is from the warsh qira'ah, which is another way the Quran is pronounced, another pathway, but this is not the pathway that we're studying together. We're studying the Hafs recitation. So we want to make the alif clear and upright, like ha and ra in the following ayah. If we look in the following ayah, Hafs is the path that is most common, of the Qur'an that we hear, that is most commonly recited. And Warsh is also correct, and it's pronounced mostly in North Africa, in Morocco and Tunisia, and some parts of Egypt. But it's not the one that we are studying. So we want to make the Alif correct according to the rules of Hafs. So let us look at these two ayahs, these two examples. According to the Hafs recitation, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةِ. You notice the alif, مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةِ. Now, and now let's recite it according to Warsh. Sheikh Saad, do you want to recite it according to Warsh? Very good. Now, وَمَا أَدَرَيْكَ. Right? أَدَرَيْكَ. This is how they recite it in Warsh. So, if somebody were to recite it أَدَرَيْكَ when he's reciting the Hafs, then he's making a mistake. The alif has to be consistent. وَمَا وَمَا. Not وَمَا وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ. Not أَدَرَيْكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةَ. Let's take one more example. ألهاكم التكاثر ألهاكم التكاثر. This is the correct way in house. And how do they pronounce it in Warsh?
ألهاكم التكاثر.
نعم ألهاكم هي. They don't say ها هي. Right? This is also not correct. ألهاكم التكاثر. جزاكم الله خير. So how about we pronounce these two ayahs according to us? Inshallah. Yes, brother.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِيَةُ.
Good. أَدْرَاكَ. Good. Good.
أَلْحَكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ.
Good. أَلْحَكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ. Good, very good. Do you want to read it in Warsh?
No.
Too difficult, yes. It's okay. So, yes, for the problem. Good. Okay. Here you want to make the alif. There's a little alif after the ha. You want to pronounce the ha two beats. Al-ha-kum. Okay. And you want to make the kaf. Takathur. Takathur. Kaf is a thin letter. Very good. Very good. MashaAllah. Do you like to read in Warsh? No? Okay. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Good. Alhamdulillah. Yes, Brother Zain?
Okay.
Ahsant. Very good. Ahsant. MashaAllah. Very good. Now. Yes,
Brother.
وَمَا
أَدْرَاكَ
مَا الْقَارِعَةُ. Good, good. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةُ. Good. Also here the ha is a thin letter. Al-haakum, al-haakum. Very good, mashallah. Yes,
brother.
Okay, that was close to the Warsh a little bit. Adaraka, adaraka. Yes, very good. Very good, mashallah. Yes, brother.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِيَةُ.
Good.
أَلْحَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ.
MashaAllah. Very good, yes.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِيَةُ.
No.
أَلْحَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ.
MashaAllah. Jazakum khair. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Any questions on the alif? Yes.
The difference between the reading of Haq and Wash,
yes,
for example, in the first verse, is that the rounding of the letter of Ra, does it get rounded in Wash? Is that what it is?
That's right. That's right. They
make a difference, right?
That's the difference in this ayah. Yes. Yeah, there's many rules in Warsh that are different than Haq. Many different rules. But the one that we're trying to focus here on is because a lot of times, even in Haq, many people round the alif. They make it leaned like a ya. They don't say ra, they say re. Adareka. Adaraka. Wama, wame, wama, adaraka, malqariya. So yes, in the Warsh they have different rules for the ra. So here they say adareka, adareka. And also in the next ayah, alhaakum attakafir, they say alhaakum, he. See how the alif, they pronounce it with imala, alhaakum attakafir. No. Very good. Jazakumullah khair. Barakallahu feek. May Allah reward you. Yeah. Any other questions on the ayahs here? On the other? Okay. Let us move quickly to the ya, inshaAllah ta'ala. The letter ya is also one of the letters of mad. And we have three ayahs here. We'll see that the same letter, the seen in these three ayahs are pronounced differently depending on what follows the seen. In the first ayah, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. See the seen in the word حَاسِد. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. Now, in the second ayah, we see the same scene. وَطُورِ سِينِينَ. وَطُورِ سِينِينَ. See the scene? It has a ya after it. سِينِين. The first ayah, حَاسِدٍ. And in the third ayah, يَاسِينَ. Here the scene is pronounced longer, because if you wrote it out, it would be seen, ya, noon, seen. Now, so in the first ayah, we see that the seen, it only has one beat. وَمِن شَرْلِ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. Would you like to recite?
وَمِن شَرْلِ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ.
Good. The ha actually in Arabic is also a thin letter. One more excellent. The ha, you don't want to say ha sidin? Ha sidin. No. Very good, mashallah. Now. Yes.
So
hasad. 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 Now. Here there's just a fatha on the ha, on the end. Hasidin in the beginning of the ayah, in the end of the ayah, hasad. It just has a fatha, it doesn't have the other. Hasad. Very good. Yes. Very good, mashallah. Yes, brother, would you like to read the ayah? Good. Very good. Hasad. Very good. Yes, brother. Okay, same thing also, the ha, hasidin, hasidin. Smile when we say hasidin. Very good. Very good. You want to pack it too? Fine? Sure. Very good. Okay, we want to make the rule called there's a rule called qalqala hasad. The lam has a bit of an echoing sound if we stop on it. Hasad. Very good, mashallah. Yes, brother. Okay, here's one rule that I hope we can learn. In Arabic language, you have the ha. And the ha has more air than the ha. The ha is like what we read in the previous ayah, al-ha-kum. Al-ha. Ha is pronounced with less air, not al-ha-kum. Al-ha-kum at-takafir. But here, it's four pages. Staple. Now, but in this ayah, ha-sidin, it has a little bit more air in its makhraj. So we don't want to say hasidin, hasidin, hasidin. Now, good, good, yes. From the book. Very good. Now, yes.
وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا
حَسَدَ.
حَسَدَ.
Good, good, mashallah. Yes, Sheikh. Good, good. Now, okay, very good. This is when we have the scene with just a kasra on it. We look at the next ayah, وَطُورِ سِينِينَ. The two, the scene and the noon, they both have a ya after it. So we want to elongate the pronunciation to two B's. Waturi sinin. Now.
Waturi sinin.
Very good. Okay, good. You want to make the kasra on the ra. A very common accent. Wature. Waturi. Waturi sinin. Good, but we don't want to make it too long, then it has a mud. Waturi sinin. Waturi sinin. Very good, mashallah. Jazakallah khair. Alhamdulillah. Yes, brother.
Waturi sinin.
Ahsant. Very good. Yes,
brother. Waturi sinin.
Very good. Yes, brother.
Waturi sinin.
Yes, very good. Okay, you made the ra a little bit longer and the seen a little bit shorter. You want to make the ra short and the seen a little bit longer. Waturi sinin. Okay. Good. You don't want to make it ri waturi because then it would be a ya afterwards. Waturi sinin. Very good. Jazakumullah khair. Yes, brother. Very good. Now. Yes.
Waturi sinin.
Very good. The one thing about the ta is a thick sounding letter. It's more stronger than the ta. Waturi, waturi, so it has a thick sound to it with less air. The air doesn't escape. It is the ta. The ta, waturi. Waturi sinin, would you like to recite it again? If you'd like to. Would you like to recite it again?
Waturi sinin.
Very good now.
Waturi sinin.
Good. Jazakallah khair. In the last example with the sin, these are the letters from the beginning of Surah Yasin. And the sin here is pronounced in its full length, like a letter, an independent letter. This is the way that the Quran has reached us from the time of the Prophet. These letters in the beginning of the surahs, the ulama say they're the miracles of the Quran. They're parts of the i'jaz of the Quran. And many of the ulama say that they teach us, or these letters indicate a challenge to the people of Arabia, that these are the same letters you use to write your poetry. Bring a verse like the Quran with these same letters. And usually you find after these letters in the beginning of the surahs, a dhikr, the mention of the Quran. Yasin wal Quran al Hakim. Alif lam mim dhalika al kitabu la rayba fi. Noon wal Quran al Majid. Taha ma anzalna alayka al Quran li tashqa. So all of these surahs, they always mention the Quran after mentioning the letters. So we have to pronounce the letters in full. In full. Now. So here, Yasin. It's pronounced six beats. Now.
Yasin.
Good.
Yasin.
Now. Question here, is Yasin one of the names of the Prophet?
Yes.
There's no evidence, the scholars say there's no evidence that that is one of the names of the Prophet. It's the name of the surah, but there's no proof that it was one of the names of the Prophet. No. Yes.
Yasin.
Good.
Yasin.
Very good, yes.
Yasin.
Good. Six beats, normally speaking, this is called mud lazim harfi. So you want to, six beats is roughly the time it would take to close your finger at a slow pace, six times. Yes?
Yasin.
Good. Very good.
Yasin.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, so these are three ayahs. We look in the first ayah from Surah Al-Falaq. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ. حَاسِدٍ. The seen is very short. In the second ayah, وَطُولِ سِينِ. Two beats on the seen. And in the third ayah, Yasin. The seen is pronounced followed by the ya. How many beats?
Six.
Six beats. Very good. Okay, so whenever we see the ya with a letter before it, with a kasra, then we elongate the letter, we pronounce it longer. This is called the mud. Now, and this is how we pronounce the letter seen in the beginning of many of the different surahs. Now, let's go to the last letter of the mud, and we'll cover the pronunciation of the dhamma. Now, the letter with a dhamma followed by the waw al-maddiyah. So if we look in the following ayahs, listen to the sound of the noon with the dhamma. Lakum dinukum waliyadin. Okay, the dhamma, there's the noon, dinukum. Lakum dinukum waliyadin. See how the noon is very short, dinukum. Dinukum, dinukum waliyadin. So what do you like to read?
Dinukum waliyadin.
Good. No. Okay. Make the kasra on the lam. Waliyadin. Very good. Yes. Would you like to read it? No? Okay, yes. Father, brother. Nuruddin. La kum. Waliya din. Could you say it again? I didn't hear it. Very good. No, mashallah. Yes. Very good. Yes, brother. Yes.
Lakum dinukum waliyadin.
Yes.
Lakum dinukum waliyadin.
Very good. Now, and if we look in the next ayah, this is, we see that the noon is elongated when it's followed by the waw in the word Nuh. Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmihi an anzir. Okay, read it again. Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmihi an anzir. So here we see the word Nuhan. We don't want to make the waw, we make the noon two beats in this ayah. Nuhan. No. It's a little bit difficult ayah, but I'll help you, inshallah. Yes.
Inna arsalna Nuhan.
Okay, here there's a dhamma on the noon. Nuhan.
Okay. Inna arsalna Nuhan.
Nuhan.
Illa kawmi an dir.
Very good. MashaAllah. Yes, from.
Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmihi an dir.
Okay, good. MashaAllah.
Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmihi.
Okay, you want to make the lam ila qawmihi. Na illa. Ila.
Ila qawmihi.
An-anzir. Good. Good, yes.
Inna arsalna Nuhan ilayya qawmihi
Anzir. Anzir. Yes, Z, not Z, Z. Z, put the T on the tip of the Anzir. Yes. Good. Good. Alhamdulillah. Very good. Yes. Hello.
Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmihi an anzir.
Very good. Very good. MashaAllah. Yes. Nuhan ila, no shadda on the mam, just an-zir. Good, good, mashallah. Yes, brother. Good, yes.
Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmihi an anzir.
Very good, mashallah, yes.
Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmihi an anzir.
Can you hear the zan, anzir? We want to make the teeth go on the tip of the tongue. Anzir.
Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmihi an anzir.
MashaAllah, jazakallah khair. Very good. Let us go to the third ayah, inshaAllah ta'ala. Noon wal qalami wa ma yastawun. This is the letter noon here, it's pronounced six beats. This is a special type of mud we'll come to learn about, which is in the separated letters in the beginning of the ayah. So here, we don't say na, we say noon. Right? We pronounce the letters completely. Pronounce it six harakat, six beats, na. So this is also, if we were to write it out, it would be noon, wow, noon. And there would be a mud with a long mud above the wow. And so here it should be pronounced six beats. Noon. No. I think it's pretty straightforward, but we can recite it in some. Good. Yeah. Now, that was about four beats, but it's okay. So it should be about six. Now, yes, brother? Hold on. Now, yes. Very good. MashaAllah. Yes, do you want to recite the ayah?
Noon.
Ahsan? No. This is an easy ayah. Jazakallah khair. This is an easy ayah. Everybody can memorize this ayah. No. Yes. No. Yes, brother? Yes.
Noon.
Good.
Noon.
Ahsan, mashallah. Okay, so here what we see is that in the first ayah, in Surah Al-Kafirun, Allah Ta'ala, He says, Lakum dinukum. Notice how the noon is very short here. It's only one beat in the word dinukum. Dinukum. Because there's no vowel after it, no mud letter after it, just the lamma. Dinukum. Waliya deen. In the second ayah, we notice the noon is followed by the wow in the word Nuh. Nuh is the name of the noble prophet, Nuh. And so, we pronounce it two beats. Not no. Noh is if there's a fatha on it. That's in English, I think they say Noah. No. But in Arabic, Nuh. So here, Dhamma on the noon with the wow, pronouncing it, we pronounce it two harakat, two beats. Nuhan. And in the third ayah, we have the noon followed by the wow. And this is, in the separated or abbreviated letters in the beginning of the surahs. So we pronounce it a full six harakat, six beats. Noon. Naam. So the mistake that we want to avoid, which is very important, is elongating the noon, like in the first ayah. If we say lakum dinukum dinukum, this would be a mistake. Or lakum dinukum, then we made the ya too long. We want to keep each vowel the same length. Lakum dinukum di, di is two beats, nukum is one beat each. Lakum dinukum wa liyadin. Now, and in the second ayah, we don't want to shorten the noon. We don't want to say inna arsalna nuhan. Nuhan, we'll say nuhan. Nu, two beats. Nuhan. Ila qawmihi an anzir. And in the third ayah, we don't want to shorten the noon and to say noon. We want to say noon, fulfilling the rule of mad in the abbreviated letters, which is six harakat or six beats. So whenever you see the waw preceded by a dhamma, we have what is called the mad. We have what is called the mad. So in summary of today's lesson, inshaAllah, is that there are three letters that are the madood. And in the Quran, whenever you have a vowel on a letter, it should be pronounced one beat. One beat. Not 1.5 beats, not 0.5 beats, not 0.9 beats, or 1.1 beats. Each letter is pronounced exactly one haraka, unless there's a mud letter after it. So, for example, kataba. We don't want to say kataba, we don't want to say kataba, say kataba. Each letter has one haraka. Now if you add a vowel after one of the letters, then you pronounce it two beats. Like for example, kataba, kataba, two beats on the kaf. Not more than that. And if you add a special rule, some of the vowels, some of the madood rules that we're going to cover in the future, you would pronounce it four or five beats or even six beats. For example, ba-neen. Here the anath is pronounced six harakat. So we don't want to shorten any of the madood, and we don't want to elongate any of the harakas incorrectly, because this will lead to distorting the verses of the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should make an effort to recite with a teacher or our sheikh, or listen to a recitation, and make sure that our vowels are all consistent with one another, so we're not elongating. And a very, very important mistake that many people make is that when they try to beautify their recitation, they add madood, they add extra vowels where they don't belong. So for example, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, some people might say Alhamdulillahi. Where's the mistake here? The dal has a waw after it has a mud, but there's no mud in the Quran. Alhamdulillahi lahi. Is that correct? Just two beats. Lillahi, not lahi. So again, this is adding extra letters where they don't exist in the Quran. These are extra madood that we want to try to remove, inshallah, and keep it consistent with the recitation that was taught to us by our noble scholars, inshallah ta'ala. And again, I remind all of us, if we can try to be consistent with learning the tajweed, inshallah, it will become very easy, and it will have a fruit, it will have benefit in our qira'ah, inshallah ta'ala. So each week we'll have these classes, and we can practice reading a number of ayahs over some time, then the pronunciation will be corrected, inshallah ta'ala, and will be in accordance to the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So may Allah reward all of you brothers, inshallah, for coming for today's class. May Allah accept from us, and may Allah, inshallah, give us more motivation to study His deen and His sharia. Any questions before we finish? Anybody have any questions on the mud letters?
Yeah.
Yes, brother. From
the letters that has the six haraka.
Yes.
You must pronounce it with a smooth sound, or you can go like...
Oh, very good question. This is a very advanced
beautiful.
Very advanced question now. most of the ulama say that you can, part of the recitation of the Quran which is allowable is that as long as we stick to the tajweed rules, we're not violating any tajweed rules, it is encouraged to make the pronounce the Quran in a beautiful voice. The Prophet he said, "Man lam yughanni bil Quran falaysa minna." Whoever did not beautify the Quran is not from us. So many of the ulama, they said that it's allowed to beautify the Quran, but within the rules, not making the mud longer, more than 6 beads or shorter. But within that, we can try to beautify it with our voice. But we don't want to go to extremes in that. By, for example, imitating certain, what some people do is they have certain beats or certain rhythms that they try to emulate. They say that this is a rhythm that, and they go to extremes in that, which is not good. It's encouraged to make it as beautiful as possible so that it will lead to more khushua in the salah, inshaAllah ta'ala. So it's allowed, but not to the point where we end and go to takalluf, like making extra undue effort. But within the rules and parameters of sharia, of the rules of tajweed, we can try to make the voice more beautiful, inshaAllah ta'ala. Allahu ta'ala, Allah knows best. Jazakumullah khair. Any other questions? Allah yajzik al-khair. May Allah accept from all of us. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wallahu ta'ala, Allah knows best. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.